Time now for Dial-A-Doc, brought to you every Tuesday with our friends at FHN and part of Big Radio. Today, Tracy Love, FHN clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator. Good morning, Tracy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you with us. A hot week last week. Nice week this week. Let's talk May, National Stroke Awareness Month. Could you please define what a stroke actually is for us, Tracy?
Sure. So a stroke occurs when the blood supply to a part of the brain stops. It's either going to happen by a clot, so something that occludes or blocks a blood vessel so that blood cannot go downstream into more brain cells. This can cause the brain cells to start to die if they're not getting enough blood and oxygen. So that's one type of stroke, is the blood clot. Another type is a rupture of the blood vessel. So it opens up and actually bleeds into the blood tissue, into the brain tissue. Injury to the brain starts to happen because those brain cells die and they get a lack of oxygen and nutrients. So that's what causes the symptoms of the stroke.
What is a TIA and how is it different?
So a TIA is what a lot of people call a mini stroke, and a TIA actually stands for a transient ischemic attack. It starts out very similar to the type of stroke that's a blockage, where something gets stuck in a blood vessel and the blood flow cannot get downstream into the brain. But the difference with the TIA or the mini stroke is, for whatever reason, that blood clot will break up and go on, and the blockage opens up and the blood flow starts to go back to the brain. A person will have signs and symptoms of what looks like a stroke, and then they will start to go away because that blood clot is now gone. But it's still really important that if you're having those symptoms, that you need to get seen at the hospital right away, because in the beginning, you don't know if you're having a stroke or a TIA. And even if you're having a TIA, we need to still help you with a workup to make sure that we're getting you on the right medications and treatments to prevent you from ever having a stroke.
Good news now. It's nice to go backwards in certain things. Stroke now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States rather than fourth. I'm guessing it's been some things like programs that FHN has, awareness in general for folks, but generally what's contributed to it going down, and I'm sure you like to have it go down further and further.
Oh, absolutely. And it has. When I started working in this role many years ago, it was actually the third leading cause of death. So it's dropped to the fifth leading cause of death, which is fantastic. It would be better if it was way lower than that. But I think the reason it's really decreased is, we have a lot more treatments available now than we had even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. A lot of things that we can do to try to restore that blood flow, if it's a type of stroke that's a clot, to try to get the blood vessels open faster. And we have better treatments to treat the strokes that open up and rupture as well. I think it's also a lot of awareness. There's been a lot of push nationally and also regionally to try to get people to understand the signs and symptoms of a stroke, and that, you know, time is of the essence, and the faster they can get to the hospital, the more treatment options we have for them. And I think the combination of having more treatment options and more information for our communities has really helped this.
And I'm guessing with people seeing so much of the things that are put out, that it's very obvious, if you're with someone and something like that's going on, it's like, oh my gosh, this person's having a stroke. We better call 911 immediately. So with that, we're, by the way, visiting with Tracy Love, FHN's clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator, with National Stroke Awareness Month going on. Tracy, tell us, what are some of the symptoms of a stroke that a person would notice in themselves or notice in someone else? And are the symptoms any different for younger people as compared to older individuals?
That's a really good question. And actually, the symptoms are the same. So depending on the age, it really doesn't matter. The symptoms are going to be the same in anyone who's having the signs and symptoms of a stroke. The biggest things, there's five big ones, and it's, everything's going to be sudden. So nothing that comes on slowly over time. You know, some people who have migraines, you know, that headache will come on kind of slowly. They'll have, you know, maybe some auras that they will call sometimes for a migraine. This is very different than that. This is very sudden. It's going to be, I was okay, and within seconds, I was not okay. And it's any sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's one side of the body. Any sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding. Sometimes a person will have such sudden trouble speaking that they'll try to say what they want to say, but they just can't get the words out. We say it sometimes sounds like word salad because it's a bunch of words, but it doesn't make sense. Sometimes people mistake them for thinking that the person might be drunk, and they're not. They just are confused very suddenly and cannot speak. Any sudden trouble with vision or loss of seeing in one eye, it can be both eyes, but many times it's going to be one side of the body. So trouble vision with one side of the body, one side of your eyes. Any sudden trouble walking with dizziness or loss of balance, or any sudden severe headache that's not like your typical migraine. It's going to be, many people say it's the worst headache of their life. Other people, it's just there's no reason why they got the headache. It just happens very quickly. So those would be the biggest signs of a stroke.
And obviously you act quickly, and there's an acronym to remind people of how to do a quick check when they think someone might be having a stroke. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, we like to use the term be fast. You know, years ago we used to say fast, which is face, arm, speech, and time. Face, again, do they have a droop on one side of their face? If they put their arm out, the A is for arm, you know, put their arm out, does it drift or are they not able to move that arm at all? And that speech deficit, not being able to speak correctly or slurring their words. And T is for time. Again, it's the how fast can you get to the hospital? You need to get here quickly. But now we've added B to it, the B and the E. So we're actually talking the balance and the inability to see. So, you know, if anybody has a loss of balance, any sudden loss of balance or coordination, any problems with seeing double vision or difficulty seeing out of one eye, and again, the facial droop, maybe an arm drift or difficulty speaking, any one of those signs is a possibility of a stroke. So again, that T for time. It's really, don't try to drive yourself in, and don't wait for a family member. You really do need to call 911 and get to the hospital as soon as you can, because all of our treatments are very much based on the time that we last saw you okay and when your symptoms started.
And you kind of probably covered some of this, but why is it important to be fast?
It's so important because of time. We have treatments now that we've had for many years that keep improving, but it's all based around the time of when your symptoms started and when somebody saw you last okay, when you were last normal before your symptoms started. We do have medications. We have a medication that is able to, if you're having a clot-type stroke, able to break that clot up and get the blood flow restored. We put it through an IV so it goes through your veins. But you really need to be to the hospital within 3 to 4.5 hours of when those symptoms started. And not everybody qualifies for that medication. There are some things that would make them not qualify for it. So you have to get to the hospital as fast as you can so we can start to determine, can we give you this medicine or is there something else we need to do? If somebody's past that 4.5 hour time window, we do have a comprehensive stroke partner that we have partnered with in Rockford that if somebody requires what we call an intervention where they may go in, similar to like if you're having a heart attack and you have to go to a cath lab and have an angiogram, they can do this for the brain as well. And sometimes they're able to pull the clot out and extract that clot. That really has to be within the first 24 hours of your symptoms starting. So we do have time options, but it's all based on when your symptoms started.
May's National Stroke Awareness Month, and we're visiting with Tracy Love for FHN's Clinical Nurse Leader and Stroke and Sepsis Program Coordinator. And thanks so much for joining us today, Tracy. The ER at FHN has some sophisticated equipment to help stroke victims. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We do. So we have a partner that we've partnered with in Rockford who is a comprehensive stroke center. And we have a two-way video camera on a cart that we have connected so that a neurologist in Rockford is able to help our ER physicians and our inpatient physicians. If a patient is having stroke-like symptoms, they are able to come in on this camera, view our patient. Our patient is able to see the person talking to them on the other end, the neurologist with them. And we all work together as a team, our ER physicians, our inpatient physicians, our nurses. We all work together with our patient and our comprehensive partner to determine that best treatment plan for that patient. So it's really bringing that extra level of stroke care to our rural communities.
Speaking of which, FHN Memorial Hospital has received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital, including one last year. Tell us a little bit about some of those awards.
So we have been a stroke-ready designated hospital in the state of Illinois for many years now. And we do, every 3 years, we recertify to maintain that stroke-ready hospital designation. And every year, we also attest with data to the state, continuing to prove that we're providing top quality care to our stroke patients here in our community and in our hospital. This is a very rigorous program that the state has to make sure that we are giving the best care that we can to our hospitals, and we're very proud to know that we're a stroke-ready designation in our area.
As well you should be. So how can someone get in touch with you to speak to their organization, say, about stroke prevention and treatment, or maybe get more information about strokes in general?
You can always call the hospital at 815-599-6000, and you can ask for me, Tracy Love, or you can also send me an email at www.fhn.org.
That's
and I love to go out and speak to communities.
Oh, and the more you can tell people, the better it is. And I'm sure you notice that people know when a stroke is happening and act quickly, and that's the big part of it. We've been visiting with Tracy Love, FHN's clinical nurse leader and stroke and sepsis program coordinator, May National Stroke Awareness Month. A pleasure talking with you again today. Tracy, you take care, all right?
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. That's Dial a Doc on WBGR, Big FM 93.7. This is The Morning Mess.